We want to welcome everybody tonight again to our Children's Day service. We'll sing a few choruses here while the people gather in, standing by a purpose through.
Oh, my God. girls, we're going to stand this time as we sing 705, page 460. I love to tell the story, or to hear the story, which angel voices tell, how once the King of Glory came down on earth to dwell. 705, near the back of the hymn book, page 460, and we're going to stand as we sing it, please. Unite our hearts together, please, in a word of prayer. Let's seek the Lord's blessing for our meeting tonight. Let's all pray. Our gracious, eternal, loving Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee again for this Sabbath evening being found in the house of God. We thank the Lord for Thy goodness toward us already today. And Lord, we praise Thee for the children that Thou hast given to us in our congregation. And Lord, we praise Thee for help given to each one in the Sunday school that took part this morning. Yet, Lord, we recognize that this is a new meeting, and we need Thee again, O God, to be one of our number. And Lord, we would pray that Thou would give us that help that we need tonight. O God, we pray that each soul might be conscious that indeed the Lord is here. We thank the Lord for the boys and girls. Thank the Lord for the parents that send them out faithfully, Sunday by Sunday. Thank the Lord for our teachers that faithfully teach them the Word of God. And, oh, Father, we pray that, Lord, that they might even be encouraged tonight as they see the children recite or sing or do their pieces. And so, Lord, we do pray that Thou would, Lord, write even those things, those truths in their hearts, maybe a message in the song, maybe, Lord, the verses of Thy Word, Lord, that Thy Word that giveth life. And we pray, oh, God, that, Lord, that Word might be hidden deep in their heart, far beyond the reach of the enemy. And Lord, we pray that Thou would be pleased to move in salvation blessing among our Sabbath school. We do thank the Lord for the young people, even that have gone through the Sabbath school. And Lord, they're young adults now. And oh God, some even are married and some have their families of their own. And Lord, we would pray for those that are yet not saved, that these truths might come back to them. And oh God, this might be a night of consideration. It might be a night of examination. And, oh God, we pray it might be a night of resigning and submission even to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we look to thee afresh. We pray, Lord, not only help to be given to the children, but, Lord, also to the superintendent as he would introduce the various classes. We thank the Lord for help given to Robert, even this year that is nearly gone. And, Lord, we pray that thou would help him again tonight, and thou would encourage his own heart. We think of thy servant who has come along to bring the word. We thank thee for help given to him today. And we pray, Lord, that thou would encourage him tonight. Thou might bless him, Lord, as he would bring that message that thou hast laid on his heart. And, oh God, we pray that he might know what it is to be born up, even in the arms of God. And we pray, Lord, that thou would speak to him and speak through him. And, oh God, tonight we will be careful to give thee all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. We pray, Lord, that the Savior might be exalted and he might have all the preeminence. And, Lord, indeed, that none would be seen save Jesus only. Thank you, Lord, for the little ones, the ones that are yet in arms, as it were, the little babes. Thank you, Lord, for those that are been nurtured in the gospel. And, Lord, as parents, as fathers and mothers are looking after them in the physical sense, we pray, Lord, that they might be looked after in the spiritual sense as well. And, oh God, that parents might have a burden for their boys and girls to pray for them. And, Lord, to pray that they might be preserved from this evil and wicked generation. And, Lord, that they might be saved early in life. Thank you, Lord, for your hand upon little Oliver and Sharon. And we pray, Lord, you'd bless even them tonight as they would come home. And, Lord, that I would undertake for them in the days that lie ahead. And so, Lord, we look to thee. We pray that thou would abide with us this night. Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. And we pray, Lord, that thou might speak that word even to hearts this evening that are in need of Christ. Yea, Lord, speak to those that are backslidden, those that are cold in Bypath Meadow. And we pray tonight might be the night of their restoration and to know again the full joy of thy salvation. So, Lord, abide with us. Do us good. We pray these things in our Savior's precious name. Amen. Well, we're going to hand over again to our brother Robert, Sunday School Superintendent, and he's going to introduce the various classes tonight that weren't taking part this morning.
Again, on behalf of the Sunday School, we thank each and every one for returning to share with us this special Children's Day evening service. And again, we look to the Lord for help. Enough said for me, we'll ask our little brother Max to come to the pulpit.
I know I'm very small, I have support to play. Yes, I am welcome to you this on a special day.
Good morning, Max. Well done. The juniors are coming now to the pulpit and they're going to sing Jesus Loves the Little Ones.
Jesus loves the little ones like me.
thank the juniors for coming and bringing that in song to us. Joan Morrison's class is coming to recite Psalm 121.
Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh mine help. My help cometh from the Lord, which hath made heaven and earth.
He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord shall reserve thee from all evil, he shall reserve thy soul. The Lord shall reserve thy going in, thy coming out from this time forth and leave thee forevermore.
Thank John's class for that reciting of Psalm 121. Paul Graham's class is coming in. They're going to sing to us. They're going to sing every promise in the book. Done Paul's class. Multi-talented children. Boy doing acrobatics here and singing at the same time. The intermediate class now is going to sing We Have a Tender Shepherd. All intermediates. Or even if you feel like an intermediate. Thank you. Very well done, boys and girls. The Lord has blessed us with a large Sabbath school, but we could do with bigger platforms in the pulpit, as you see. Clifford Hannah's class is coming now, and they're going to recite the Ten Commandments for us.
God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a just God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall I labour and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Honour thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives thee.
Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbour's.
Very well done, Clifford's class. We're going to ask Lydia Morrison now, and she's coming to read the scriptures to us. She's going to read John 1, chapter 1.
Our reading is from 1 John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which is with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that we may also have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Thank you, Lydia. Elizabeth Graham's class is coming now, and they were here this morning and they recited the books of the Old Testament. And they're coming back this evening to recite the books of the New Testament. Elizabeth's class.
Books of the Bible, the New Testament. Matthew, Jesus the true King. Mark, Jesus the servant of all. Luke, Jesus a man of compassion. John, Jesus the Son of God. Acts, the Acts of the Apostles.
Romans, God's plan to save us. 1 Corinthians, problems of the church Corinth. 2 Corinthians, Paul answers his accusers. Galatians, Christianity as a reality, not traditions. Ephesians, we are one in Christ.
Philippians, serve others with joy. Colossians, Jesus is above all things. 1 Thessalonians, encouragement for new Christians. 2 Thessalonians, the return of Christ. 1 Timothy, advice to a young preacher. 2 Timothy, encouragement to a soldier of Christ.
Titus, instructions for doing good. Philemon, a slave becomes a Christian. Hebrews, a better life through Christ. James, how to live as a Christian. 1 Peter, written to God's elect.
2 Peter, correcting the false teachers. 1 John, the love of God. 2 John, beware of the false teachings. 3 John, the love of those who walk in the truth. Jude, warnings of evil men and false teachings. Revelation, the uncovering.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation.
Well done, Elizabeth's class. I must say the two preachers are doing a good job here moving these back and forward for me. The young ladies of our Sunday school now are coming. You're in for a bit of a treat. They're going to sing In Christ Alone.
Bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose. precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand.
Well done, ladies. Linda McConnell's class is coming now, and they're going to recite Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 6.
My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments.
For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart.
So shalt thou find favour and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Thank you, Linda's class. My young class is coming now, they're going to recite Psalm 91.
Dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Mighty. I will ascend to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, in him I will trust. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nostrum pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. He shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
He shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will set him on high, I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honour him. With long life shall I satisfy him, and show him my salvation.
Well done, my class. And David Cousins' class is going to come now, and David Cousins' class is going to recite Stand Up for Jesus.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory on to victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed.
Stand up.
stand up for Jesus, the trumpet calls obey. Hope to the mighty conflict in his glorious day. Ye little men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose.
Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armour and watching on to prayer. Word your equals to danger, be never wanting there.
Stand up for Jesus, the strength will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh the crown of life, shall be thee with the King of glory, shall reign eternally.
We now come to the final piece of our evening, and the seniors and some of the teachers, I believe, are coming and are going to sing Take the Name of Jesus with You. Number 67 in your hymn books, teachers. Well done, young people, and some not so young. That brings to end our programme for the Children's Day. Again, I would thank you all for coming and supporting us. I'll take a few minutes to thank a few other people. First, I would like to thank the Lord. As the Reverend Patterson stated earlier, my first year in this office as Sabbath School Superintendent is almost upon us. I suppose I really should say hallelujah to that. But I will thank the Lord for help given each week in the preparation of the Word, each Sabbath as we come before the boys and girls, for guidance in the running of the Sabbath School, and for the boys and girls He brings in. The Lord has blessed us. As we go around the other churches at the Presbytery and we hear the numbers in the Sabbath School, the Lord has done a great work here with the boys and girls. But I do believe the best is yet to come. It's the prayer of the Sabbath School teachers this year, and this is our anniversary year, that the Lord would come and reap a harvest amongst the boys and girls in our Sabbath School to the glory of King Jesus. Well, thank the teachers for their labours each and every week. And I'm not just sure how much it takes and time it takes them to prepare the lesson, but I know it takes me a long time. But they're a lot sharper, a whole lot of them, than I am. But I'd like to thank them for their labours, and especially for the women amongst them, who all play a big part in putting this programme tonight together, our sister Rose and Velma and Sylvia and Elizabeth, Linda, and I see now the recruiter Jane too. They don't belong recruiting you. Thank you all for that. To the boys and girls for coming each Sunday faithfully. I must say our roll books, whenever we look across our roll books, there's very few missing. Very few missing any more on one Sunday anyway. Good attendance. And to the parents for getting them ready and sending them out. You play a big part too. And to those in our church family that love the Lord and pray for us. You know, it's a special place to be in the prayer meeting. I can say there's not a prayer meeting held in this church at the Sabbath School and the boys and girls are not mentioned. Some boys and girls have long passed, boys and girls that are now parents themselves, who I can't even remember going to this church, and it must be about 30 years, but still mentioned at the mercy seat before the Lord that He would have mercy upon them and that He would save them. I thank those who love the Lord that pray for us, the Sabbath School teachers, the pupils, and those that have long passed through. And we'll just finish. We'll leave a word, and that word's from the Scripture, 2 Thessalonians 3:1. And it says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it was with you." Amen.
Let me thank the boys and girls also tonight for taking part and for all your work you did. We do thank you sincerely. We enjoyed each moment of your program today, both this morning and this evening. We appreciate all the work that has went into it. We appreciate your superintendent announcing the various classes and the teachers that have helped as well. We give God all the praise and all the glory. Let me welcome each one, boys and girls, as well as the adults. It's good to see each one in the house of God tonight, and those that have come a distance. Good to see our sister Adele and Anna here today as well, and others that have come a distance to be with us. We appreciate that. We pray the Lord will bless each one of us even further in the meeting tonight. We do welcome those listening in through the webcast and DVD ministry. Again, we pray the Lord will bless you as you join with us this evening. Number 700 will sing while the offering is lifted by some of the young people in our Sunday school for the Lord's work. Around the throne of God in heaven, thousands of children stand, children whose sins are all forgiven, a holy, happy band. 700, page 458, remaining seat of the first part while the offering is lifted, please.
Thank you.
Stand and sing the last verse.
Just one other thing I would like to bring to your attention, and that is on Saturday the 10th of June, our annual Sunday school trip is to Bangor. I would just like to say that's not just for the boys and girls. You know, they tell me years ago there was 4 and 5 busloads went to Bangor from this church. And although there is 2 buses go every year, there's always room for more. We welcome you, each and every one, from the youngest to the oldest, to come to Bangor that day. The buses will be leaving the car park here in the will of the Lord at 9 a.m. that morning. And it'll be a joy to see some of the old ones mix along with the young ones. It'll be a joy to see us all there gathered in for the games in the park. I know some of you old boys can run, but good to see us there. That's the 10th of June, Saturday, 10th of June. And one other thing, and I leave the pulpit, next Sabbath afternoon, teachers, is the Sabbath School Teachers' Prayer Meeting. Thank you.
Let me welcome back to our pulpit tonight, our brother Dian Hugh Pritchard. We really enjoyed his word this morning, boys and girls, to your hearts and to us, to every one of us. And we're looking forward to coming again, for him to come again now, and to bring the message that the Lord has laid upon his heart. And he has enjoyed being here, and I've enjoyed his time of fellowship with him this afternoon. As I said to you this morning, I had a little bit of the training in the Whitfield College with our brother Dines, and some of those things that the children did tonight reminded me of the college. I remember one time, maybe he remembers too, Reverend Douglas was late, and he asked all the students to write down the 10 commandments, just like some of you were quoting tonight. And you know, there were some very red faces among the students, a wee bit embarrassed because they didn't know some of them. And I don't know whether our brother remembers that or not, but that sticks out in my mind. But it's good to have our brother Dines with us again tonight, and he's going to come now. I think he's going down there tonight. So he's getting closer to you, and he's going to speak to us.
Well, I must say for me today, it's been a tremendous joy to be with you on this special occasion. I have enjoyed immensely listening to the children. I appreciate the hard work that the Sunday school teachers have put into the teaching and the training of the young people. I must say, as you have quoted those commandments, you did so clearly, and it's important that there will be an emphasis upon God's word, his commandments. If we love him, we keep his commandments. And we thank the Lord for his moral law, for those 10 commandments. That's our duty toward him, and it is our duty toward our man as well. And if we do these things, we will do good. We will succeed. We will have good success in our life. I have enjoyed the singing before the throne of God, a beautiful piece, and I do appreciate your part in this service today. Now, this evening, I'm going to speak to you of one of my favorite Bible characters. Now, I know that you may have a favorite Bible character. And if I speak to the boys, I know that when it comes to the likes of a soldier, someone who is brave and courageous, you may say to me this evening, I love to read the story of David. Not only was he a shepherd, a keeper of the sheep, not only did he become the first king or the second king of Israel, but he was a soldier in Saul's army. What courage he showed when he went forth to face a lion and a bear, but he did it in the Lord's name. What a great victory he gained, and over the giant Goliath as well. Maybe the girls, you enjoy reading the story of Esther. Amazing story. It speaks of God's care for his people Israel. And in an evil day, when one would do harm to his people, the Lord sent her to the kingdom for such a time as this. And through her intervention, God's people, their lives were preserved. Now that brings me to my favorite character. One of my favorite characters is, without any doubt, Joseph. I love to read the story of Joseph, first mentioned in Genesis chapter 37. 14 chapters, right through to chapter 50. Those 14 chapters speak of Joseph. Now tonight, I'm going to speak about his coat of many colors. And I've needed help today because I was trying to get a suitable garment to put on. That's the reason I have removed my jacket, and I wasn't able, Lisburn direction, to get this garment. So the SOS has gone out, and I'm glad that someone has given me help. Now they've told me, don't make mention of my name, because if they see my garment, all these men, they'll be saying, where did he get it? I want to go, and I want to purchase one of these beautiful garments. Now, I trust you get the gist of what we're doing. Coat of many colors. You have a few in this garment. So this is what I'm going to speak upon. I'm going to take the name Joseph. I wonder, is there a Joseph in the meeting tonight? Anybody called Joseph? There may be. You may be reluctant to put up your hand. You may be very shy. Believe me, I'm shy as well. But when we look at the name Joseph, six letters, I want to say something about each one of those letters. J-O-S-E-P-H. And when I say something about the J, not only am I going to say about Joseph, but I want to relate this story to the Lord Jesus Christ. For each one of these characters, they're only a picture. They point us to a greater, one who is better, and that's the Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to make use of the children, so I'm going to ask one by one, six of you, to come up to the platform, and I'm going to get you to hold up, first of all, the first letter, and you'll stand with the letter, and you'll let everybody see the letter. And eventually, at the end of the story, we will have the name Joseph. So we come to the first, and there are different colors. And the reason, different colors, the coat of many colors. But these colors will also say something about Joseph and the Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going for the easy ones, those that are very close to me. Can I ask your help, please? You come, great. Your name is?
Alfie.
Alfie, if you could hold up for me, please. Alfie's got the J. The word is joy. Joy, okay. It's joy of his father. Think of Joseph. Jacob, his father, had many sons, 12. But there was one in particular, and he was the favored boy. His name was Joseph. You ask why? Well, because when he was old, Joseph was born. Also because he was born to a favored wife, that was his wife Rachel. So because of those reasons, he made him a beautiful coat of many colors. And when all the other brothers and the sister Dinah would see that coat, they were aware, Joseph, he is the favored son. The father loves him dearly. He cherishes him so much. Do you know, whenever we think of the Lord Jesus, I want to remind you just how special he is in the sight of God the Father. When he came to this world, boys and girls, mothers and fathers, on two occasions, there was a witness from heaven, and it's the voice of his Father speaking. When the Lord Jesus was baptized, and when he was glorified, the voice said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So here's the Father's testimony concerning his Son. "This is my beloved Son. Here is the one that pleases me." So I want you to think of him, the joy of his Father, Joseph, a special son of favored. Here's the one cherished in heaven, in the bosom of his Father, God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we come to the, we're going to have a girl. Not only boys, but girls. We're going to mix it up on the front row. And can I ask this girl here, would you be able to come? Maybe not, if you could, please. You come here. And your name is?
Alice.
Alice, could you hold up for me? And if you stand here beside Alfie. That's great. We have the O. And I want you now to remember joy. O, obedient. Obedient son. One day, Jacob, he says to Joseph, "I have some business for you to do. I want you to go to Shechem, for that's where your brothers are. They're minding the flock there. I want you to go immediately, not only to see how well it is with them, but to bring them provisions, may it be bread and cheese." You know, immediately Joseph went. His father had bid him go. He obeyed his father. He went to Shechem. He could not see his brethren, his brothers, but he inquired and he said to someone who lived in Shechem, "Have you seen Jacob's sons?" He said, "They've gone to Dothan. You'll see them there." And on he went to Dothan. You know, children, when I think of Joseph's obedience, I think of what the Word of God teaches us in Ephesians 6, verse 1. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Obedience. So important for each and every child, for you to value the home, the family that the Lord has given to you, that he has placed you in, with a Christian parent, with a father and a mother, and they teach, they train you for your spiritual good. And when they ask you to do this or that, seek to obey. But what can we say of the Lord Jesus? You know, in heaven, he was obedient to his Father's will. For there came a time when he left heaven and he came into this world. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 2, he was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And I thank the Lord Jesus for his willingness to do the will of his Father, for his obedience unto death. He did always those things that pleased his Father. The psalmist tells us that it was his delight to do the will of his Father. And when we think of the red on the card, that reminds us of the cross, where his life was given for us, the ungodly sinners. His precious blood was shed. Without the shedding of blood, no remission of sin. But here is the final sacrifice for the sin of the world, God's Lamb, the Lord Jesus, his dear Son. And I ask you this evening, are you sheltering beneath the blood? Have you obeyed the gospel? Have you believed on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you saved from your sin? So we have the J and the O. And that brings us to another letter, and it is the S. Going to ask this boy, please, if you could come. And your name is?
Joel.
Joel. That's a good name, isn't it? I like that name. Jehovah is God. It's a lovely name, that one. I know your own minister, Joel. We were speaking about this today, children. His children, my children. But when you think of the S, it's sold. Joy, obedient, sold. Joseph is coming to Dothan. His brothers see him. And they say, let us kill him. We hate him. We do not want him anymore. But as Reuben the eldest, he is saying to them, do not this wicked thing. There's a pit. Let's put him in the pit. And he intended to come later and to release his brother. But while he is away, there are Midianites, Ishmaelites. They are passing by that way. With their spices, they are going down into Egypt to sell their wares there. And they sell their brother 20 pieces of silver. 10 of them, 20 pieces, 2 pieces of silver each. They didn't think much of their brother, Joseph. But you know, the Lord Jesus, one of his disciples sold him. Judas Iscariot, 30 pieces. The price of a slave. If you would have went to the market, you could have got a slave for 30 pieces of silver. And Judas betrayed him with a kiss. When he came to the Garden of Gethsemane with the high priest and with the soldiers, he betrayed the Lord with a kiss. Sold for very little, didn't think much of the Lord Jesus, didn't esteem him highly. Is there someone in this meeting tonight, you're willing to sell Christ for very little? You might love the things of this world, but what shall it profit you, any man, if you gain the whole world and if you lose your soul? What will you give in exchange for your soul? So think of these three letters, the J, the O, the S. And I know as you watch the children, there's maybe much that I'm not seeing, that you're seeing there. But let's move on. And the next one is the E. Now I need one of the girls. This girl here, would you come and help me, please? Thank you. And your name is?
Gracie.
Gracie. Super. Gracie. E, exalted. Exalted. A big word. Let me explain what it means. Let's come back to Joseph. He's in Egypt. He is bought as a slave to the house of Potiphar. He's the captain of the king's guard. His wife, she accused Joseph falsely. He's put in prison. There's two other men in prison, a butler and a baker. And there is a dream. One of them has a dream. The Lord is telling him what is going to happen to him. Joseph told the dream. But the butler forgot about Joseph. And only later, when the king Pharaoh had a dream, God was warning him what he was going to do. 7 years of dearth, 7 years of plenty, then 7 years of dearth. It was then that the butler remembered there is a man who is able to tell the king's dream. And when Joseph came and told the dream, the king said, here's a man I'm going to put at the head of the kingdom. He's going to be the governor. He's going to be with me. Here's a man with the spirit of wisdom. Here is a man that I need in my country, a man who will give good guidance and counsel and leadership. He was exalted. He was promoted. He was placed to a greater position. Where is the Lord Jesus? Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus died for our sin. He was placed in a grave. But when the woman came, he was living. He is alive forevermore. And after 40 days, he returned to heaven. And now he has been highly exalted at the Father's right hand, given a name above every name. And he is glorified because he glorified his Father upon this earth. And I wonder, have you ever bowed the knee? The Father hath exalted him. Every knee shall bow and confess Jesus is Lord. But have you bowed the knee? Have you ever come as a sinner guilty? Have you ever said, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge who you are. I acknowledge that you love me, that grace is able to save me, mercy can reach me. And have you asked the Lord Jesus into your heart? So remember that he is exalted at the Father's right hand. He is praying for his people there, but he is returning with great power and glory to rule, to reign forevermore. Let's move on to the fifth letter, which is the P. And now we have a boy. Let's see. You come. That's it. You did very well today. That was excellent. You introduced it well. What's your name?
Max.
What is it?
Max.
Max? Is that it? Max. Zach? Zach. Max, right, sorry. Okay, the P, pardoned. Pardon, this is what I want you to think upon. You remember what has happened? Joseph is now governor. Guess who comes to Egypt? His brothers. Because there is dearth, there's food in Egypt, and it is Jacob who is saying, get you to Egypt, go down. Buy food so that we can live. Well, the story tells us of their visits to Egypt, but you know, the moving part for me is when Judah is asking Joseph to spare indeed Benjamin. He is saying, he is my father's favorite. Don't put him in prison. I will go to prison. I will go there in his stead. I will be a surety for him. He was responsible, Judah, for what happened to Joseph. And now Joseph can see a change in this man's heart that he is now seeking to say to this man, Joseph, I will be a surety instead of another, Benjamin. And what happened on that occasion was Joseph pardoned his brothers. He said, you meant it for evil, God for good. The Lord sent me to Egypt to preserve your lives and to preserve Israel. Boys and girls, mums and dads, we may have sinned against the Lord, but there is mercy with the Lord. There is forgiveness with the Lord. He is willing to pardon you of all of your sin. Your sins past, the sins that you know, other sins that you do not remember, he will freely forgive them all for Jesus' sake. For there on the cross, the Lord Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He became the sin bearer. You know, if you come tonight and if you say, forgive me. The Lord will abundantly pardon. He will multiply mercy. He is a pardoning God like unto thee. And the Lord will forgive your sin. Your record will be wiped clean for Jesus' sake. And the Lord will not only forgive, but forget and never remember them anymore. This brings us to the last letter, the H, and I need a girl to help me. Could you come, please? Thank you. And your name is?
Lucy.
Lucy, you hold that one. This is H, happy. Happy evermore. So what happened in Egypt? Whenever Joseph revealed himself to his brethren, he asked about his father. They said he's still alive. He said, bring him down. I'm going to look after him. And so he did, and his brethren, for he gave them the very best of the lamb, Goshen, up by the river Nile and the Delta Plain, well watered. He gave them the best pastures for their flocks. Do you know, when we become Christians and we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, he promises to us an eternal home. He promises to us a place called heaven and glory. That where he is, there we shall be also. What a place is heaven. No sin, no night, no weeping. The Lord will lead his people to fountains of living water. We shall worship the King there in all of his beauty. I wonder, are you sure of heaven? Remember what the Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Ye must be born again. You need to be saved. You need to be converted. It's not religion, church, or a creed that you need, but it is the Lord Jesus Christ. So children, you hold up your letters, please. We have the name Joseph, and you've done very well. You've had to do it for the most. So Alfie, thank you very much. Appreciate your help. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Well done. Thank you very much. So I trust today, as you think of this character, Joseph, you will remember how that this coat speaks of Christ and speaks of the wonderful message of redemption. Thank you.
Thank God, servant, for bringing the message tonight and for the boys and girls who helped him. We appreciate the word that he has brought today. And I trust, boys and girls, you'll remember Joseph and how the Lord's hand had been upon him and how he's a great picture of the Savior himself. We're going to close by singing 704. And you know the word happy is in this hymn that Mr. Pritchard was to bring out. I come to Jesus, he will make me glad, he will give me pleasure. When my heart is sad, if I come to Jesus, happy shall I be. He is gently leading little ones like me. 704, page 460, and we'll stand as we sing it, please.
Thank you.
boys and girls, or parents, the Lord has spoken to you tonight and you want to speak to Mr. Hugh Pritchard or myself or here afterwards, and gladly point you to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll know what it is to be saved before you go home. Remember, boys and girls, teachers, just remain at the front here after the meeting for that photo. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy presence with us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for all who have taken part. We bless thee for thy word. And Lord, we thank thee as Joseph was the Savior, even to the family of Jacob. Lord, we thank thee for the greater Savior. We thank the Lord for the one of whom he speaks of, even the Lord Jesus Christ, the one now who is highly exalted at God's right hand. And we praise thee, Lord, there's pardon, there's forgiveness of sins to be known through embracing God's wonderful salvation in the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we praise thee tonight that boys and girls and adults can go home happy. Happy to know that their sins are washed away in the precious blood. Happy and assured that one day they'll be in heaven and they'll be with Christ. Speak on, Father, I pray, when the preacher's voice is silent. Part us with thy blessing, and in thy fear, may the best yet to be. And Lord, be unto us all that we would need. For we ask these things in our Savior's precious name and for God's eternal glory. Amen.